Jan Arden with her cover of Desiree's You Gotta Be from her album Mixtape, which she released in January. And Jan joins me now. Welcome to the Afternoon Express.
Afternoon Express with you and me. Here we are. Are we giving away any cars? What are we doing?
Oh, I wish. What are you driving? Can we give it away?
You know, it's a lease. I don't think they'd be happy that I gave away their car.
Okay, next time.
And next time.
Okay, so listen, you're going on a tour, and it's your mixtape tour in support of your new album, kicks off in Halifax, brings you to Toronto, Massey Hall, June 9th and 10th. But I just want to, and for those of you who don't know, mixtape is covers of really iconic songs like Waterfalls by TLC, Wicked Game, Chris Isaak, so on. But I have to tell you, Jan, when I heard about you releasing this record back in the new year, I thought about when I was growing up, and I would, with my tape recorder and my radio, make my mixed tape. And I love doing that. Did you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. You'd make mixed tapes for your friends. You'd be sitting there with your fingers ready on the play record.
Exactly.
And we did a lot of stuff like off the radio. We would wait for the DJ to say, you know, whatever song it was, and then you would just hit it and...
And hope and pray you didn't miss any of the beginning of the tune, right?
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you'd have a bit of the DJ off the top of the song, but it was, we gave them out at school. You would do artwork on the cassette. You know, I remember buying, I think there were packs of 10, and just, you know, filling them up with music. But yeah, mixtape. Yeah, absolutely.
There's obviously a ridiculous amount of songs to choose from. I'm just curious how you figured out what to put on the album.
It was pretty arduous. I mean, we went through 50, 60, 70, 80 songs. We had lists. I had, you know, people making recommendations like, oh, I wish you would cut this and what about that? And but it really came down to stuff that I really loved and things that influenced me and stuff that I listened to ad nauseum. And I really wanted to record songs that people knew. I didn't want to pick obscure stuff. I mean, there was so much great music in the 90s, but these were all hits. These were all smash hits. So it was just reimagining them. And, you know, a lot of the times I never really knew the lyrics, to be honest. Like when we went to record these songs, I'm like, I had no idea this is what that lyric was.
Can I guess? I bet you that was the case with Seal's Crazy.
OMG. Could not for the life of me. So I cross-referenced that lyric with 15 sites online. Really, really hard to nail down what the official one was, you know, and it still may not be exact. I'm not going to lie. I listened to his version 60 times. I am not exaggerating. And I would rewind, go back to a specific three-word little part, and I'd be like, is that what that is? And then I would look on the internet, and there would be like three different versions of that. I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I haven't heard from his lawyers, so hopefully everything is okay.
Speaking of hearing from people, curious if any of the artists whose songs you've covered, you've heard from anybody or know of anybody who's heard your version.
It was very nerve-wracking, let's put it that way, to cover some of these songs, knowing that all of these artists are alive. There's no one that's passed away. Actually, I'm lying to you. There's one of the TLC girls that tragically passed away.
Right.
But I think the other two women are still touring and still doing stuff. So, but I haven't heard a boo. I haven't heard anything. I would love to know what they think. Like, I would love to know what Sia thought of Breathe Me. You know, we really tried to stay so true to the vibe that she had created.
For folks that are going to come and see you, I just want to know if is your show exclusively the songs from this
album?
No,
it's all 90s music. So it's all my 90s stuff, and then it's the mixtape record.
Okay, I'm going to add more Hairspray.
Yep.
Everything's going to amp everything up if you're going to the show. It's all 90s.
Yeah, and it's really stylized. The band looks so great, and the lighting is really retro. It's a very, very cool production. I can't wait to go into rehearsals just to kind of get a chance to see it for myself.
Wait, you haven't practiced yet?
I haven't practiced yet. I guess I better get practicing because I better start learning some of these tunes and get out there and get practicing.
Of course I'm kidding.
I'm not kidding. You may be kidding. I'm not kidding. Well, thanks for taking time for me, and I really appreciate it. Hope you get a chance to come to the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jan. Take care.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
That was Jan Arden. She will be coming to Massey Hall June 9th and 10th, and you can get tickets through Ticketmaster.